kind. Families took great care to commemorate their loved ones, paying for written records, stone engravings, or painted tiles to be kept in the shrine through the ages. Once a person's life and works were forgotten, it was as if they had never existed. Kunvera's shrine was the largest in the Commonwealth, 7 stories tall, with records dating back almost 2,000 years, to the end of the last Wrath Wars. 2 stone lions guarded the entrance, each one nearly as large as a dragon. The shrine held many storage chambers and reading rooms with shelves crammed full of ledger books. The most prominent names were chiseled into the smooth marble walls and floors. A basement vault held scrolls for poorer people, who paid scribes a few coppers to record the names of their loved ones. Crowds had gathered in front of the great shrine, where the remembrance ceremony would take place. Stonemasons had already prepared a slab of white marble, which looked as slick and pure as boiled bone on the raised entry platform between the 2 stone lions. A skilled mason had already engraved the name of Condor and covered his work with a canvas, leaving only a few strokes to be completed for the ceremony. The man stood ready, with his eyes down and his hair mussed. He held his mallet and chisel, looking nervous as thousands of people stared at him. As Mandan and Utho approached the remembrance shrine, the crowd responded with a swelling murmur of appreciation, respect, and sorrow. Utho doubted the young Konag would ever earn their cheers or adoration. It wasn't in his character. But the people would follow his commands. Hatred for the murderous Isharans would bond them. Chief Legacia Vicolia emerged from the open doors of the towering building and took her place next to the covered marble slab. She was a tall, thin woman with pinched lips and an expression as serious as her duties. She wore a brown Legacia's robe trimmed with gold at the sleeves and hem. Resplendent in his cape and crown, Mandan joined her, while Utho waited respectfully off to the side by one of the stone lions, a dark figure with steel-gray hair.
"The Commonwealth remembers Konag Kondur the Brave," announced the chief legacier.
Her voice was deep and rough, as if she had breathed too much dust from her books.
"He leaves a great legacy for us to remember." "My father's life was too short," Mandan blurted out, and then he stepped forward, facing the gathered crowd.
The people fell silent, sensing this would not be a traditional ceremony.
"Kondur fought in the Isharan War 30 years ago, but in recent days, he mistakenly decided to trust those animals. He believed the Isharans might actually want peace."
His eyes sparkled with spiteful tears. His skin paled further, and his voice was wrong.
"My father met them on Fulcor Island to negotiate the end of hostilities."
Mandan visibly shuddered. Utho was proud of him. He did not mention the Wraths or the dragon Ossus, the real, if ill-advised, reason Kondur had been so desperate to speak with the Isharan Emperor.
"And they chopped him to pieces. They hacked off his hands, gouged out his eyes. They cut out his heart."
His voice broke, and he degenerated into shivers and sobs.
"I saw it."
The crowd remained as silent as death itself, and the chief legacier fidgeted. Utho let Mandan weep publicly for a few moments before he came forward and stood as a bastion of strength by the new Konag. He gestured to the stonemason.
"You know your work. Let the marble preserve Kondur's legacy forever."